music alongside the engineering. I did a lot of music, I can tell you. And some of you, I see what you do, and my heart, I just feel nice. I just feel, I think you have a good head if you choose to use music for your co-curriculum in campus. And I think you should not, I almost married a lady who couldn't sing. You can ask me that story outside. It was bad. So, so I remember telling Charles Milongo, we were music mates, and he was studying education. So he was leaving school after fourth year. I had one more year of engineering. I told him, you just go and earn your few shillings. When I graduate as an engineer, my first salary will cover all your 1 year salary as a teacher. You know, I thought I would just, the Laplace transform of an engineering equation was a ticket for a six-figure salary. Now, those were... Hey, let me just pause first. Chest pain. Because my first job when I left the university was a choir trainer at Karengata SDA Church. And you see, me being a choir master, I traded engineering equation for sheet music to make ends meet, playing pathetic music tracks for helpless choirs that couldn't afford better instrumentalists. But I did a little bit of music in this city, and I had a way with music, and I can tell a group that has put diligence in the assembly of music. I can tell it takes time, and I can feel it, to get the voices together. I was a master and a crook at it, you know, with those days standards. Like those days, if you are me, you would be sounding like Kina Jose here, you know? Like we were sounding nicely. I would put Tara and Riga. And as I was teaching the choir, two women liked me. One of them is seated here. Now that's a story for another day. But... The one for this one is for another day. But the other one decided, okay, this guy, I think the way he handles choir practice, I think he can work. So she called me without interview. I went to start working in Jubilee Insurance down here in town. And it was a long while of career drift, you know, now doing premium and all the nonsense of insurance. And I started feeling frustration. You know, 5 years of being into a field you didn't study for. I felt emptiness, I felt defeat, I felt failure, I felt stuck. But in between, I can still remember that the moments I spent with music and being a choir trainer formed for me a good backbone of how to organize life. I learned more of myself, I learned more of the world than schools would teach me. There is only one lesson or one learning that you can get from school, and it's called academic knowledge. It is the only one that needs a teacher and classroom and an instructor. Yet, that's not the full learning. Musicians get the privilege of learning these things really easily and quickly. You also need personal knowledge. When you deal with people, when you are a musician, there's a way it, you know, leads you to learn yourself. I learned most of myself as a choir trainer and a leader in music. But that's something you also need to learn. The knowledge about your values, your belief, your experiences and emotions, your personality. These are things you need to learn. Before you get a girlfriend, you need to know your blood group, isn't it? Okay, you don't think that is an important statement, but it's important. Then there's also spiritual knowledge. I gathered a lot of spiritual strength as a musician. Spiritual knowledge is the understanding of existence, origin, meaning, beliefs about divine power, about the great controversy and all these many, many things on salvation. Music is a good teacher of these subjects. Do you agree? Well, career. Some of you make music a career, and I can tell you, it can help you, you know, to make ends meet. It did help me. Yeah, and it's also a good pastime, because career can also need a support of your talent. When you're now tired with just going to work for money, you now work for meaning. And some of you find it in music. And of course, people also need to learn financial knowledge. So today, out of that experience, I came to give you four things that you can use music for. Four best uses of music. Number one, I learned that music can help you to calibrate your mind, can help you to calibrate your brain. In the morning, I gave you this definition. Maybe you took it seriously, that music comes from the word muse, which means to think. When you put a before a word, asymptomatic, amuse, it means to not think. And here is Jimi Hendrix. I think I should start by quoting him. He says, you can hypnotize people with what? With music. And when you get them to their weakest point, you can preach into their subconscious what you want to say. So these guys are rock stars. They are musicians of Babylon. And the Bible says Babylon has merchandise that it wants to sell. So there are things and messages out there, propaganda of the devil, that they want to push through. And the best means is music. What is hypnotism? Somebody asks. I answer. Hypnotism is a mental state where you are asleep-like, so that your thoughts are easily influenced by someone. Music is known to be one of the tools that can turn the mind into a trance or into a hypnotic state. How is it so? Well, Frank Gallock says music has three parts. Forgive my simplistic, I hope you can correct these musicians. Let's use the three elements for now. There are many others like timbre and other elements, but for now let's divide it into three, where music has melody. And according to Dr. Frank Gallock, he says melody speaks to the... What is melody? It is the meaning and the words of the song, the pathos and the sympathy and the feelings of the song. Basic musicians put their melody to soprano. Advanced musicians can swap it to another line. Now that also is a musical statement. If you don't understand, ignore. But just understand that melody carries what? Melody speaks to there. What about harmony? Every one of you has enjoyed good harmony today. Harmony is the meeting and the balance of many different voices. There are at least, let's say, the ones that people know are four voices. Soprano, alto, tenor, and you better know some of these basic things, like just how to harmonize appropriately. When the song is being sung, oh Lord my God, you need to know what is the appropriate alto for that song. You don't just harmonize with your head, you beat with your head. It is sometimes annoying. I just thought so. And it's actually poor training if you can't harmonize. Okay, you don't like that, but let's move on. It's a poor mental training if you can't enjoy good harmony. Because Dr. Frank Gallock and Kurt says, harmony speaks to them. That's why you need to expose your mind to good harmony. Not discordant, simplistic, repetitive harmony, which you don't need to think about. Some of the songs you have sung here, you can't show up on the stage. You could see someone, when the song has changed, they just move back. Why? There are choirs where even if I didn't come for training, I don't need to sit down because the harmony is simple. The rest I chew mattress. The harmony is over. Do I need to come for choir training for that one? There are three sounds. Then it is over and it's back. Annoying. And I told you the people who like those songs, it is more difficult to stop them than to stop Gor Mahia fans. Now you know them. So you need to expose yourself to different mental harmonies. Yeah, the ladies who sang, I didn't catch their name. What was their name? That was good harmony. I mean, how they could catch give thanks. I was just feeling nice, Can you imagine me getting married to a lady who can't harmonize? So God help me. Let me tell you that story. Now that it has showed up, it is itching me. It is itching me somewhere. Watch and say me in it, okay. So, you know, there's just something good. Can you imagine, like the song we sang today, we started by singing it in the house. Can you imagine, Jose, now in the morning, you've woken up, Lord, in the morning. You've woken with a good spirit. And then the daughter of Jezebel joins with a monotone. like Alex did on a Vespers. Alex has never forgiven me. We were with him in campus. He stood up with a spirit I had never had. So he said, you know, these two easy choruses, please leave those choruses for people like Jose who understand what chorus applies where. Kuna choruses zingine za upuzi. It is you nimetembea, siji Mungu wetu ni wa ajabu, kanitoa hapa, kaniweka hapa. And your God looks funny. Anakutoa hapa, anakuweka hapa. I wouldn't want such God even in a church like this. So Jose stood up. No, it was not Jose. It was Alex. Alex stood up that day and he went to the microphone and he was these spiritual guys who didn't care about harmony. What are you guys laughing at? What you are laughing at, I didn't say. But you see, there are people who are so spiritual that they don't know that part of good spiritual life is just knowing harmony. So the guy rose up and said, if you're happy and you know, say amen. And you know, Andrew's ears, I stood up. I'm like, I think Alex is, did he modulate? I was trying to place it musically. I was trying to accept that maybe today the spirit of music is on Alex. So he pushed it a little bit. If you're happy and you know, say amen. I was starting to get tired. The last part, I couldn't forgive him. He pushed it a little bit and said, if you're happy and you know, and you really want to show, if you're happy and you know, say amen. And my problem was not Alex, for he was monotone. My problem is people said amen. Me, I laughed, and Alex was angry with me. So I am one person, even in the audience, I decide where I sit. There are people I can't sit next to. You know why, isn't it? Kumbe, you also do that behavior. I thought I'm the only one. There are people, I stand there, I check. If you don't look musical, I can't sit next to you. Or I sit on my own, you know, because you'll spoil my Sabbath for no reason. So can you imagine, I got this girl, the damsel was good, I was interested. And I'd started sending Ellen White quotes, just where you begin, inviting her for morning devotion. So in the evening, I had this session where I was making some food and I was inviting guys to come and eat. And the damsel was also there, a good audience. And sometimes it's good to have such audiences where you measure. So I said, let's sing this song before we pray. And she was standing next to me and she couldn't figure out a tone. I lost interest. End of the story. Lastly, Dr. Frank Gallock says, rhythm speaks to what? To the body and to the flesh. And so those of you who organize music out there, if you want to make the best use of music, you see, this rhythm is what Joseph McLeese, this guy has a PhD in drumming. He says, rhythm is the element of music most closely allied to body movement, to physical action. Then he says, its simple patterns, when repeated over and over, can have what? A hypnotic effect. So we don't want to expose our minds to hypnotism through music, because the mind will always stay on something. Let's read on from Patriarchs and Prophets. She says, it is the law of the mind that it gradually adapts itself to subjects upon which it is trained to dwell. If preoccupied with commonplace matters, let me interpret that. If your mind is always exposed to cheap nonsense of TikTok and tuk-tuk, it will be dwarfed and enfeebled. Did you hear what she says? And so I came to suggest to you today, one of the best use of music is to train the mind. She says, let's read on together and then I can tell you how to train the mind using music or musically. She says, but music rightly employed, it is a precious gift of God designed to do what? To uplift thoughts to high and noble themes, to inspire and elevate the soul. We need to use music to calibrate our mindset. And the question is, what is mindset? Mindset is how you set your mind, how you train it to to discover things, to question, to think about things, to wrap around subjects. So there is self-knowledge, which comes from how you train your mind from reflection and journaling, how you train your mind to observe, to question, to you know, to observations, you attend seminars. Maybe last year you didn't think it was important to attend a seminar on money. This year your mind changes. That's called mindset. Somebody said the best gift you can give a man is if you can help them to change their mind. But minds are also changed. We also learn through shelf knowledge. I didn't love just books. And one of the best books, of course, is the Bible. Biographies. This week itself, I was just reading about the biography of Abraham Lincoln. Wonderful gentleman. You will be shocked how histories are good things to read. Law is something good to read. Economics is major. Everybody should major on economics to train your mind. Not only does music train the mind, but books also, literature, philosophy. If you study philosophy, you will go online and you will detect errors of reasoning, diseases of the mind. You'll see people posting, all men are dogs, na jamaa ko dog section. Just because you broke up with two people, so all men are dogs, all. Nobody loves me. Nobody. 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 Huh? Have you seen those errors of reasoning? And people imbibe them because they have never read a philosophical book. Music is great philosophy. Music will balance your mind and will teach you knowledge. I ask you, what is the sum of what you know? Not Sam Elfas, the sum of S-U-M. Philosophy is the source of that knowledge. Where did you get it from? What you don't know will hurt you. Somebody says, oh, what I don't know will not. Who thinks like that? Now, suppose inside your blood vessels, the cholesterol is thickening and it's constricting and your pressure is increasing and you didn't know. Can that kill you? Yes. So what you don't know can be very dangerous. Maybe the knowledge you don't have is the reason for your poor grades and your bad bank account. Poor thinking habits is what keeps many people poor. I believe that music can help us to start calibrating our minds. Not poor working skills, not poor reading habits. Most people study hard, work hard, but they are still poor because they think poorly. I think we can query the books that we read. And today we live in a world where, in fact, the prophecy of Daniel has come to be fulfilled in our very own eyes. Knowledge shall increase. We have too much knowledge that we can't claim we don't know. I enjoy something called Traffic University. Before I leave home, I have two rules. One, I eat well at home. So that's why you'll never, that's one of the reasons why I am so grateful for my wife. She ensures I eat well. It is good to eat well at home. You know why? You can embarrass yourself, by the way. Okay, that one I'll teach on another day. But I have two laws when I leave home. One, I eat well. Number two, I sample material that I will listen to on my delay time, on my waiting time, on my traffic time. They said, I read this from a book, that if you stayed 1 hour in traffic, how many hours? Per day. And you are listening to instructive material. At the end of the year, you will have gathered knowledge equivalent to a 3-year course study in an Ivy League university like Stanford, MIT or so. And so I have a rule. When I'm traveling, before I leave home, there is something I'm going to listen to on the road. An audiobook. I turned one of my most classical books, one of our most classical books, The Magnitude of the Minute. I turned it into audiobook. I have released up to chapter 2 and it is all free. And yet someone will never read. Somebody will decide here, my mind will remain the same. I don't care, whatever you say. And you go back and you struggle with life because you don't have knowledge, you don't have its sources. And you run through the day. Now, when you have a good brain, you'll develop the ability to make sense. When you have read, you also need the ability to understand what you read. So you become like a sponge. When you listen to instructive material like this, you take some notes. Today there's a lot to feed the eye, the external adverts, social media. We are kept busy into schedules to, you know, we struggle to make it through the day. But we need to train yourself to make it, to make from the day, to get from the day, not get through the day. My question is, what is the sum of your today? At the end of the day, I have this schedule of reflections, a few moments of what happened through the day. And music can be those, can be a good background sound to think through. I started this a while back. At the end of the day, I sit with myself and ask myself, did you see opportunity today? And I must answer yes or no. If you didn't see opportunity, it means your eyes were closed. And my next chapter is going to be on how to prepare for opportunity from the book, The Magnitude of the Minute. Look out for it. But then, do you need that book? Anybody wants it? It's now free, online, audio. I'll just send it. So just ensure I send it. It's quite easy. That's what I'll do. Or I'll put my number at the end, send a text. Send me the audio of The Magnitude. Yeah, you just do it for free. Some, you listen to that audio. That audio is classic. I even listened to it and wondered, "Ia kiliyote ilikuwa kwenu?" But it was two of us, so collab, eh? Two brains. So I would sit and ask myself, do you see opportunity in the day? If I don't see, if I have to write, you didn't see opportunity, I force to prepare for opportunity the next day. When I started that behavior, I would find I had lots of blunders. I would go back through my day and just say, in the morning you left here, you quarreled with your wife, she was raising an issue you need to think about, you have a bad attitude, you need to change. Then you went to the office, you didn't even greet the watchman. I had so many sins, but as I kept repeating and refining my craft, I've gotten better with time. So make some time for reflection. Tranquility, they say, is a new luxury. Today, men are in noisy places. I ask you, also use rest. Rest is part of music, right? Quietness is part of music. Get yourself alone in stillness, in solitude, in silence, and listen to God speaking. That's where good patents come from, like the one from, you know, Thomas Edison. He holds a great number of patents. He would spend a lot of quality time by himself. Musicians need to draw from the congregation, from the people, to be with themselves and to learn. In that book, The Magnitude of the Minute, you will see that good learning leads to good earning. It also says that for you to lead your life well, you must read well for your life. One of the best use of music is moments of just reading. Let me explain to you why music is good for reading. There is something, do you know, you can read 200 pages in 1 hour. I have a book called Speed Reading. It has solved my problems. You know, I've learned in this life, I'm a knowledge peddler. Okay, you didn't hear that. That one of my greatest call in life is to teach people and to lift them. And I can't do that from my own resources. So I had this big burden of, how do I gather all these many books? You know, I have a lot of books I need to read. So I came through a book called How to Read 200, Speed Reading, How to Read 200 Pages in 1 hour. And I noticed it's possible. One of the things that make you to slow down is called sub-vocalization. That was good when you began as a child, because, let me put up a paragraph so that I read it. When you are sub-vocalizing, you read that paragraph, but you mention the words inside. Now, the eyes don't operate at the same speed as the vocal cords. Do you know, I can look at someone once, and the eye appreciates millions of things in their facial features, and I'm able to tell, this is my wife, that is Jose, that is Sam, within a split second. So this page, you can actually read it in 3 seconds, and you're done. Can I teach that? And it's not just reading to pass, it is also reading for comprehension. So sub-vocalization slows you down because you have to form the words in sound. Some of you who know physics knows that sound travels slower than light, isn't it? In fact, the eyes, now this is for Daktari, the eyes are one of the organs that are given the greatest part of the brain. Do you know that? So the eyes can do so much on that screen if you know how to train it. One of the things that slows it down is sub-vocalization. So what you can do is this. When you hook onto music, it shuts down the sub-vocalization, and then you can use the speed reading technique. I can also give you that book, by the way, isn't it? You don't want that book. How I read this sentence, when I am not reading for the audience, I put my eyes here, and then I stretch the vision this way. here, and then I go here, I stretch it this way. If it's a little long, and I can actually read all of it. You don't have to mention the words. Okay, anybody wants that book, you go and try that. And there are many other skills that work together with removal of sub-vocalization. But I noticed music can help you to shut down the guy talking inside. When you are now an adult, you don't need it. When you are a child, you need it to say, it is one of the most effective means of impressing inside you when you are a child. When you are an adult, you don't need it. So you can start by looking at the spaces. You don't read the words. You look at the spaces really quickly. And your eyes will understand what you're actually reading. Okay, you think it's a joke. That book has been written by one of the best, there's another one called by Mortimer Adler. Adler is the writer of Encyclopedia Britannica. He says a lot of people only learn reading up to grade 6. After grade 6, because somebody was monitoring. After grade 6, they don't improve their ability to comprehend. They don't know how to read a journal, a scientific material. They don't know how to adapt to a spiritual material. They don't know how to make sense from what they read. But that's for another day. I don't think you enjoyed that lesson. Let's leave that. Let me read for you this one. Music can help you train your mind. She says in education, it is one of the most effective means of impressing the heart with spiritual truth. How often the hard-pressed soul is ready to despair, then memory recalls some word of God, the long-forgotten burden of childhood song, and temptations lose their power. Life takes on a new meaning and new purposes. This is now the use of music in changing your attitude. Not just your mind, but how you feel, your motivation. You feel like, I need to give up. How many of you have used a song to lift themselves up when things are just going bad and then a good song shows up? Anybody? Ah, kume, you do this. This is something you can do with music. How to shape and sharpen your attitude. Motivation is how you feel. You know, the energy you bring to something. And you can feel many things. You can feel bored, happy, annoyed, you know, every kind of mood. A story is told of grandchildren who are playing with grandpa. So grandpa had a mustache. So they picked some rotten cheese and smeared it on grandpa's mustache while he was asleep. So grandpa woke up and he declared the sitting room to be smelling. He said, sitting room is smelling, smelling rotten cheese. And grandpa was looking for anybody who can clean the sitting room. So someone told grandpa, you're making a mess. There is no smelling cheese here. Then go to the bedroom. Grandpa went to the bedroom. The bedroom is also smelling rotten cheese. And the children were laughing. They were laughing. And said, grandpa, there is no rotten cheese in the bedroom. Grandpa, go outside. Take a fresh air. Grandpa went outside. The outside, every place was smelling what? Rotten cheese. The idea is this. He needed to clean his mustache, isn't it? Sometimes we think the world outside there is smelling, yet it is attitude. How we look at the world. In Chicago, another story here. In Chicago, these guys wanted to open, they were a shoe selling business. So there are two salesmen. They sent one to a village. The salesman arrives in the village to expand their shoe selling business. The salesman arrives and calls people outside to give them an address. Now we want to sell shoes. The people come out, they have no shoes. They are barefoot. The salesman calls the office in Chicago and says, cancel all this plot. Nobody here needs the shoes. They are barefooted people. The company sends another salesman to the same place. The same guys show up barefooted. The salesman calls the Chicago office and says, make 1,000 more orders. Everybody here needs them. You didn't get that. It is your attitude of life. And I have learned that music can buoy your feeling. Music can change your attitude. Music can help you to reflect on the past. Some of us need to know that attitude is built from how you think and feel about the past. Some people feel about the past as a club to beat themselves with. Oh, I made this mistake. Oh, this is my mother. My background, you know the thing of background, poor background. How many of you have come from poor background? How many of you have come to poor background? They are now poor backgrounds. Let's adjust that age. Me and Sam can always adjust. By the time you are 21, you are the background. So you need to have a way of going through your past and processing it. And also, of course, your future. The best attitude about the future is a vision attitude. You must have it written down. The prophet said, write down the vision and make it plain on tablets of stone. Some people don't think well. They think of the future in a fearful way because they have not crafted a vision. But also, you need to know how to feel about people. Music will teach you people's skills. By now you know that the cloth you are wearing was brought to you, sold to you by someone else. You can't ignore people and grow. It's called attitude. The other one is how you feel about yourself. Do you feel you are a failure? Here are some list of some things that I think can help you build attitude. Have you seen someone with a bad attitude lately? Here's a good list for attitude building. Number one, plan well for your day. You will notice when you arrive into a day planned, your attitude will be good about the day. Number two, prepare for opportunity. It will make you ask the right questions, sit with the right people. I do this a lot of times when we go for seminars and people are eating, people are on the line. I come the last. I wait for everyone to sit. Then I choose who I sit with. Because I know the questions I want to ask. I don't just sit anywhere because some people are the devil's rabbits. They'll waste your time. They have a bad, they're always complaining, oh, HRs, the company policy, weather, everything, and they'll run you down with a bad attitude. You must choose people who are positive, but also dress appropriately for the day. Did you notice the day you, the reason why people love Sabbath is they dress so nicely and it boosts their attitude. Because they know we're going to sin, so they greet everyone. Do you notice the day you dress well, you want to greet everybody in the office? So don't be sloppy in how you look. You know, you have color clash. There's a guy in campus used to color clash. He was a deacon. He used to look like a scarecrow. So the other day he had a beige trouser and then green shirt. And then he put on it a yellow. He was looking bad. So dressing is part of attitude calibration. And when you meet people, new people, greet them warmly. And within 5 seconds, there is something I call within a second, not 5 seconds. Let's edit that one. Within 5 seconds, you can use the word SEC, a sec. Smile. Everybody likes a smile. You smile at people, they smile back. If you see people are always angry at you, it means you are the one who is. And music can teach you to smile. You will see Jose tells them. Good smilers are good musicians. Just watch. Mtu ajui kusmile aingie choir. Hautafundishwa kusmile. So, sec. Number one, smile. Number two, eye contact. Pair those two things. Don't look at someone when you're not smiling. You look creepy. And then C, so S is smile. E is eye contact. Eye contact to show that you are a trustable person. And then handshake. There's a guy in this country who eats on handshake. After every 5 years, he shows up just with a handshake. And he's on top of everybody else. You are lazy with handshake. You don't want to greet people right now. You are running away. Wait until the people are done and shake somebody's hand, isn't it? You saw a girl here singing nicely. Shake their hands and then compliment. C is compliment. You can remember that. S-E-C. Smile. Eye contact. Comment. Make a comment that is, don't be creepy. If it is a lady, for example, if you are a man and you are commenting on a lady, don't comment on their body, isn't it? Just make it complimentary, make it professional, and keep it easy. Feedback. When I finish preaching, my wife is always on my case. Today, she has ever told me one day, today the sermon was empty and void, and darkness was upon the face of the preacher. I mean, just that's how we grow. There's a time I would stand up to speak and my brain sits down. So how you get better is when you stay open-minded. But also, lastly, learn to take responsibility. You know, if there is something that teaches people to take responsibility, it is music. You'll realize if you don't open your mouth, nothing comes out. So there are these people, you ask them, why are you single? Gee, weather, government doctrine, taxes, friends, neighbors, attack from neighboring nation, why are you broke? The type of school I went to, If there is that old Negro spiritual, you know, you need to teach choir members this song. It's me, oh Lord. Yo, umesha pata soup. It's me, oh Lord. Not my mother. Oh, kume mnajua hiyo song. There's a way songs can just calibrate your attitude. Don't. But also, one of the best attitude in this life is don't ask for less problems. Me, I want problems. Ask to get stronger, to have more skills. Don't ask for less challenges. Ask for more wisdom. And music can have a way of strengthening your heart to face difficulty. That is another good use of music. The third good use of music is to strengthen your muscle and attitude towards work. So what was the first one? The first use of music is to train your... The other one is to train your motivation. The other one is muscle. It is possible. Let's read out there from Ellen White, page 167, Education. She says, and such song, which song? Song that can help people train their muscles. Such song has wonderful power. It has power to subdue rude and uncultivated natures, power to quicken thought and to awaken sympathy. Read for me the second part. To promote what? Harmony of action, and to banish the gloom and foreboding that destroys courage and weaken effort. There's a songwriter who said, in this very room, there is quite enough love for all of us. There's a way songs can just energize you to work and finish something you are not going to finish. Did you know people would work with work songs? Anybody learned about work songs? The song helps you just to keep working. You know, the morning. So it must have been written from a work song. So music can help you to sharpen your muscles so that you can be able to handle bigger weights and bigger responsibilities. A good story, the evangelist writes of a sower. He says a sower went to sow. You've read that story? And he went to sow his seed. And some fell by the wayside. A good attitude. This guy has a way with seeds and with weeds and with focus and his deeds. Now listen, somebody says, let me put it the way Jim Rohn puts it. What the soil told the farmer? Don't bring to me your need, bring to me your seed. If you don't work, you will be hungry. You must train yourself. You must be a master at sowing during the spring, or you will be a master at begging during the harvest. And you will cry with Jeremiah, the summer is past, the harvest is past, and we are broke. We are not, and it can be anything. Umemaliza campus, you didn't work, and it shows up. You are in church throughout, you didn't go to class, it shows up. Because you are not in the right place. But look, permit me to tell you, these seeds are ideas and words. The guy carries enough good seeds. How come? How do I know? Even if some fell on the road, he continues sowing. He has more than enough. You know, that's a good mind, isn't it? There are people who are a one idea man. One idea. Idea isipowako wanajiua. Like, for example, let me just ask you. Suppose education is a scam. Suppose. What is your plan B? You know, to... Wacha nikuje huku bwana. Hapa lazima niwaambie ukweli. Wacha nikuje hapa. Nataka kuambia ukweli. To the man who only knows how to use a hammer, every problem is a nail. You are too slow today. I want to ask you, be a man who sits
at the end of the day and gathers ideas. Have many more ideas how to navigate, how to pay school fee. Don't just sit here waiting. You call a form 4 dropout in the name of your mother to support you. Nawe uko campus. Can you generate ideas? This guy is a good guy. Let me just talk to you about this guy. This guy has seeds that are good. Number one, the seeds fall on the roadside. The birds. You know the story? The birds come to eat. He decides he won't chase the birds. He stays on the farm. If you chase the birds, you lose focus. You leave the farm. Oh, you didn't see that one. And you can't straighten everything in this life. Some will go away. You can't get everything. So you must have many ideas. Sample. Don't just... Those days when we started singing, we would come to a rally with only one song. No, yona, and aninawe. I love to mejihami nayo. It is the only song we have learned. Then the choir ahead of us sings it. Anybody knows those days? You guys don't know. Yona, if you sang Yona, Sony Youth was finished. Because that was the only idea. So don't just have one idea. Even in looking for a girl, before you settle, you know, just be around, be there, just be. Akikata, you know, just leave that one. You don't have to kill yourself. You understand? But focus is also important. Stay on the field, because those are muscle properties to focus and finish one thing. I haven't seen anything that builds focus like music. Just going through like the script that Faith wrote for you, just doing it all the way to the end. Not leaving things half done. Well, friends, here's a good sower, very diligent, with good seeds. They germinate whether you are on the roadside, among the thorns, whether you are where, shallow, rocky, they just grow. We need to develop multiple ideas, multiple plans. If one falls, you resort to another. Disaster recovery, that's what it's called in business. Do you know that? So you need a mind that is trained, that when you are going out, you need focus to stay on the farm. Now, there is a I need to warn young people here of moving from one singing group to another. This one splits, you go to another one. It's called nomadic behavior. The guy doesn't have an address. I had a songwriter write about this guy. They called him Yai Yahoo. I don't even know. You know that song? They didn't know where he was living, his name. The guy was so amorphous. You know, nomads, they don't care how the grass grows. They bring their cows, they eat. Ikiisha, they move. They are not producers, they are only consumers. You know those guys? If you date a nomad, you will tell me. Once they, it is over, they move. Oh, you don't get it. A nomad will have abandoned foundations everywhere. They don't know how to stay on one job, how to stay in one relationship, how to stay with a song to the end. But I leave that. The guy keeps sowing. The Bible says some fall on the rock because there is no moisture, no depth. I think musicians need to grow depth. Depth in your music, depth in your thoughts, depth of songs. You have seen some of the shallow songs around here. Shallow songs, example. Give me shallow songs. Ah. My usual shallow song. Yesu, Yesu ali enda nina wi akarudi nyuma. Yo song imeisha hivyo. Stanza tu, they are doing application. CCP ya tuende enda na wi. That is the guy is so shallow. He can. And then, sasa akikwama, tuende. He's stuck, he's at a thought block. Shallow ground, no moisture. The guy has never been through the word of God. He doesn't know what the Bible says will happen in heaven. He thinks in heaven there'll be a guy cooking rojo. So he'll cook, he'll make songs like that. Edit binguni tutakula rojo. Na Yesu mokozi. Alafu, his thoughts about heaven is watarukaruka. Yeah, that is what they'll be doing in heaven. Shallow thoughts, nonsense. Is it meza ama ni bahari ya kio? The guy has never read the text. He doesn't know it. yani anaimba kitu alisikia mtu anasema, and then you will think that they are deep, they have deep Kiswahili, sijui fonto go, sijui nini, and they pick some story from which you've never heard from the Bible, some kikona story. But it's shallow, ukisikia tu shallow rhythm, shallow, shallow bass. And people love shallowness. Go to TikTok, you will confirm. Try putting this one. One like. One. Put shallow. 500 within 1 hour. Sabbath was nice. Well, some fell on rock. Let me leave that part. See you, Meleoban. Musicians need to learn this. This is how I made a change. If you met me in campus, you'd think I was just a musician only. I was a shallow guy. I didn't know the scripture. I didn't know the power of God. I didn't even know the centrality of that ministry. But after I made a change to grow, you see, this is the equation of life. For you to fruit well, you must shoot well and root well. But you start with rooting. You put a seed on the ground, what happens first? The radical comes out. The roots come out fast. So we must be concerned with what are we becoming, our competencies. Then the shoots, what are our conduct, the things we do. Music must build the person. So I've been organizing a study called The Making of the Musician. What are the roots of that musician? Do they know the Bible from which that song Stand Up for Jesus is written? Those would be useful musicians who are rooted in the Word. Then you shoot the things you do every day. So don't tell me, oh, I want to lose weight, but you don't do exercise. What do you do every day? And then you can have fruit. That's the law from the Bible. Genesis 1:28, it says, and the Lord God commanded them, told them, be fruitful. Where did God start from? Can you read 1:28, bana? Nani akona hiyo Biblia? Be fruitful and multiply and have dominion. Multiplication is what you do every day. Being fruitful is the character. We must work to being the person. In order to have, we must do, but the capacity of doing is in becoming. So what is the music making of you? It would be important. If you want to eat of okay, this, let me tell you what I was thinking when I put up that video. I have a little farm at home. Sam has seen it. Little farm. For you to be able to eat the thing I'm eating, the fruits from that farm, you must first become a farmer, like in your mindset. Huh? Then every day, you have to go to the farm and do what? Plant, weed, and that takes a season. Then over time, you can come back and say, hey, I see some fruits. I guess that's it. But let me give you a lesson that I learned. As you saw, there are places where you will get 30%, others you'll get 60, others you'll get 100. A musician should know how to optimize on their farm. There are things that will give you 100%. If you stay on music alone, you will just well people with emotions, and after that, you leave them empty. Feed them with the Word of God. Fill up the music ministry with many things, more than just singing. I think that's enough. Let me read this and ask for some questions. She says, this is Jesus, Desire of Ages, page 73, 74. She says, Jesus held communion with heaven in song, and as his companions complained of weariness from labor, they were cheered by the sweet melody from his lips. His praise seemed to banish the evil angels and, like incense, fill the place with fragrance. Read the next part. The minds of his hearers were carried away from earthly exile to heavenly home. Do you see Jesus using song to cheer his working hours?
Because we need to love work. We have a lazy generation. We need to love work. But finally, the last thing you can, the best use of song, the last one for today, is those moments you sit and take stock. Songs have wonderful power of calling you to account. How shall we stand on that great day? When everything is summed, the songwriters have a way of taking you to the great ultimate time of life where they ask you, will what you have done count? And you must be a master at counting effect. It's called wanting measurable result in reasonable time. What does that mean? Maybe I ask you a question here at Technical University. How many years should a child spend in grade 10? It's not a trick question. How many years? One. About one, isn't it? What if the child is cute, the child is obedient? Can they do 4 years? You would start asking, why, isn't it? And it's a normal law that when we are not growing, people start putting pressure. Relatives, you know, you start calling for remedial lessons. We must help him. We even push. We talk to the teachers. But that thing ends with childhood. We don't put the pressure on ourselves to grow. Let me ask you, Jose, how many books does the government, the county government, require you to read in a month? Now, that's also not a trick question. The answer is they don't care. Let me ask you another question. How much money does the parliament want you to earn when you finish campus so that you live a comfortable life? The answer is they don't care. If you learn to put pressure on yourself and count your own growth and monitor, decide that you will grow. Why? It's important that music be used to help us to monitor and measure change. You can question yourself, how are your prayers like? Are they increasing? Are they becoming more or they're becoming fewer? Whatever you can measure, you can understand. Whatever you can understand, you can control. Whatever you can control, you can change. And so today I ask you to go home and think through on your meditative moments. Check that you are growing in productivity. What does that mean? Work to rest ratio. You could be working too much. The ratio was fixed by God in Eden, 6:1. Don't confuse the ratios. Don't work on Sabbath, but also don't rest on Sunday. Sunday is a working day. Some people rest too much. Rest just enough to reflect, rejuvenate, and to refocus. Rest is not an objective. The objective of life is work. But when you measure, you can see that I'm falling behind. Then you can go and change your mind, change your motivation, change your muscle. And measurement is important. What's your energy level? Are you getting distracted? What is your creativity? Don't confuse movement for work. Productivity is not activity. Kuna jamaa amezunguka hivi ameenda huko amerudi, end of the month he's behind, no report. But it's the most, so learn to measure. How are you growing? The other one is measure your health. Measure your mental health. Today there's a lot of depression. Are you sleeping well? Are you eating well? What's your appetite like? Are you worried? And I have a whole module that can help you with mental health. Today I just didn't bring it up. Are you eating well and sleeping well? The other one thing you need to measure is your finances. Even if someone is working and supporting you in school, you need to know how to count. What are the sources? You know, how much are you spending? What are your financial bad manners? I have a whole lesson on that. Just start by, you know, counting everything you own at home, your shoes, and do an analysis. How much do they cost? Eh? That's called net worth. If I was to sell my shoes, you put your coat, 30 bob, you know. And then you then you subtract how much you owe someone. Eh? Yeah, I think we need to measure. What do you think? Areas to measure. Measure your personal growth. measure your spiritual growth, measure your health. And if I was not measuring my growth, I'm telling you, I would have remained an idiot musician, not knowing anything about life, anything about relationships. So learn these skills and you will be much better. I ask you, measure your networks. It's not who you know, it is who knows you from the high places. I read the other day, this was in last year's newspaper, they said at least 80% of jobs are filled through professional networks. And then we come here, we meet, a lot of associates came in, you don't talk to anyone, you don't take anybody's number. You came all the way from Nakuru, you don't have my number, you've wasted your opportunity, your fare. Yeah, take numbers, Bana, take numbers, network. Have a mentor, somebody whose walking pace is your running pace. Be known above your level. Yo, Mabey, what were Mabey? Where are you guys? Does the senator know you? Can they mention you in high places? Okay. I'm done with that lesson. Is there any question? I wanted to ask you to make the best use of those four areas. This is a lesson I love to teach any day, because if you can change your mindset, how you think about things, if you can change your energy, how you approach things, if you can change your muscle, your discipline to work, and if you can keep measuring, you will always grow. Last story. The master. Is there a question? I got three. Let me take the three. Give them mic as I tell this story. Give them mics. Are we singing a song? We should. Let's sing a song that we need from there. No. Give them mic. Give them to speak. Give them to speak. Jesus one day told his students, give them to eat. I preached on another subject, give them to read. So today, give them to speak. Where are the hands?